We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
My name is Daryl. I'm from Transmissions, and my question is more of a broader one. A lot of the characters you've portrayed over the years have been more leaning towards the geek or nerd side of fandoms.
Okay.
Is there a draw to those characters for you, or is it just happenstance that you end up on that side of the camera?
I'm drawn to those parts.
Okay.
Because I have an affinity for that. I mean, like, I am that. I grew up with all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Sound like I knew your shirt immediately.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
Yeah.
Like I'm here with my comic book. Like, yes.
Yeah.
And I try to I feel like Jacob is, he's more from the streets or something. Like he's,
sure.
You know, he's more cuddly and less nerdy or something. But yeah, I love those characters.
So you search them out, like obviously the part in Hannibal is a lot more darker.
Yeah, like
right.
They said, hey man, you want to come and do this role? And I was like, hell yeah. And I didn't even know what the hell it was. And then I was like, this is an odd duck.
I'm not telling jokes or anything.
Yeah. And I'm always trying to find a comedy and stuff.
Sure.
You know, I feel like it makes it more human, but yeah, Franklin was one of the more, that was fun, man. I'm a character actor. I love playing characters. And he was, I feel like his knowledge of cheese and like Rachmaninoff is just like so far beyond like anything that I could fathom. You know, it's cool playing people who have higher IQs than you.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on. Thank you.
Yeah. Sure.
Hi, I'm Luke. I'm from The Extra Mile. What's it like to get the opportunity to connect with fans at an event like this?
It's cool. I enjoy it. Like I enjoy all the cosplay. I'm always like impressed by how large the like swords get. You know, they get like gigantic, and like in the helmets and stuff. Like how do they keep their heads up?
What's the most impressive costume you've seen so far?
Here?
Yeah.
I saw a little kid with like a, I didn't even know what the hell it was. I think it was like a, from a video game. It looked like a giant emoji on their head. Their head was bigger than their whole body. And their hand was like perfectly out like this, like holding onto the head. So it's like, you know, they had to put the hand like that or else they would have just fallen over. And the parents are so proud. It's hysterical.
So is there anyone that you kind of hope to see at Comic-Con in the future? Like, because you're such a fan, what would you like to see?
I'm really see right here, like Ron Perlman. Like I did a movie with him. I got to be in the scene with him, and I'm still like, oh my god, it's Ron Perlman. I've been watching him since the beginning of his career. Who would I want to see? Oh man, it'd be really cool to like meet like Frank Oz or something. Done, like, that's someone that would cover like so many different genres for me that I feel like would probably do a Comic-Con, right?
Thanks.
Yeah, sure.
I'm from the Real Roundup. If you mentioned you're a big fan yourself, what's your favorite kind of franchise, and if you had your pick, what kind of major franchise would you want to be part of?
Yeah, I love Star Wars. That's what I grew up on, watching the trilogy, the first three. And I would love to be some kind of like smuggler with Han Solo, you know. So kind of if they did, you know, I don't know. That would be really fun.
What's your favorite Star Wars film?
My favorite is Empire. Yeah. Empire Strikes Back. I mean, that's a lot of people's favorites, I think. But between that and Raiders of the Lost Ark, like, covered a lot of my childhood playing outside and some of that.
Ricky from Flipping Myth. So, in the Fantastic Beasts franchise, you're Jacob, he's a muggle, and
yeah,
he's thrust fairly quickly into it because he's not like going to school. He's in the middle of all this danger and this brewing wizarding war. So how do you think that will like affect Jacob going forward now that there's this huge conflict in the wizarding?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, he's got that tie to Queenie, you know, so I hope that they eventually get back together. That would be nice. Yeah, I feel like, you know, I'm definitely signed on for the next couple movies, so... and there's five of them, I think, so... the third one... I'm pretty sure I'll be in it, but yeah, I don't know what they have in store.
Hi, I'm Jay, and this is Sarah. We're from We Got the Geek. I'm a child of the '80s, so one of my favorite shows out there is The Goldbergs.
Yeah,
and I love when you come on as Uncle Marvin.
Yeah,
just wondering, what's it like doing that show, and do you have a favorite Uncle Marvin moment?
Oh yeah, I love doing that show. I wish I could do it year round, but. I guess it's a big ensemble. There's only so much money to go around, I guess, you know, whatever the deal is. But they bring me up for the holidays, and which is always great. I just did a Die Hard one.
Yeah, that was great.
Oh, my God. I got to be, like, dude, jump off the roof with the fireworks. Are you kidding me? I got to do the coolest stuff. But my favorite one was, if I had to narrow it down, the one where I stole the kit car.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I wear the crazy outfit with the security guard outfit, and I'm like flipping over parade floats and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that one. That's my favorite, I think. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, man.
Sure. Yeah. Lazy Susan?
Yeah. Actually, do you mind if I ask?
Yeah.
Okay. What's it like being being part of The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
Like, I love your character in The Walking Dead, and you all learn sign language, correct?
Yeah, our little crew learned.
Yeah. What was that? Was that fun?
That was great. That was like, you know, we had to act like we were a team for like 10 years.
Yeah.
So that was really bonding, learning all the sign language, and, making up names for each other in their sign language. And that's like, it's like learning, you know, it's learning a new language, it's learning
right.
a new skill. So it's very intimate and focused.
Yeah.
And Lauren was teaching us, and it was really like, it was great bonding. I love doing the show. Like, I've always wanted to do a Western.
Right.
And a zombie movie. So this is
like, yeah, they're like combined.
Yes.
And that's
chocolate
awesome.
And peanut butter.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right. Zombies are Reese's Pieces.
Yeah,
that's
so,
great.
Yeah. Zombies and horses, man.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So. How's it going for you guys? Is everything going okay for you guys? Yeah. Do you have a good con so far?
So far, yeah. It's great.
Yeah? Good.
This is the highlight, though.
Right now?
Right now.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You guys, everyone's got to print that.
It's all tapes. There you go.
We just finished watching Fanboys yet again.
Oh, good.
So it's one of our favorite movies with you. And
what's your favorite part in them?
Oh my God, when the Star Wars, all of you guys, Jay Baruchel and you and all them,
yeah.
go against in that small town with the Khan and Shatner statue with Seth Rogen. Oh my, that's so.
No one calls Han Solo a bitch.
No. Was it hard to keep a straight face looking at Seth Rogen in that get
all
up?
The time.
Because that had to have been hard.
The hardest one was. You know, he's also the Star Trek guy. He's like, he's like their version of the Klingon that they were able to like get away with.
Yeah.
But he looks crazy. He's got like a giant like ass on his head, like a giant like a butt head. And the voice he uses is like, and when he was walking around the set like answering people like that, it's like you can't help but piss your pants.
Right.
Thank you very much. You're just like, oh my God. He sounds like, because he was like, he's got his butt on his head. So he's like, yeah, this guy's constipated. So that's what his voice is. I need to go to the.
Oh, man.
That's good stuff.
So speaking of Fanboys, actually, this year kind of marks like the 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
10 years.
How does that feel for you that it's 10 years old now? Or like,
That's crazy. It makes me feel old, actually. But because that was like one of the first movies I did. Wow, that's really cool. I mean, I love the legacy. I love that people really love that movie.
Yeah.
I love it when they dress up. Touch. It's cool. It's great.
Sorry, speaking of like conventions and fanboys, I imagine you've had to come to a lot of Comic Cons now. So how do you prepare yourself and get ready for the book?
Recently, I've been doing transcendental meditation. What's up, man?
Do you want a second to freak out?
No, that's
right. Okay.
Yeah. Transcendental meditation is very helpful.
Oh, wow.
It keeps me extremely chill all day long, and it helps me focus on like what's important, you know, like, and it gives me energy. It's good stuff. That's what I do.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
What was your experience like on Balls of Fury?
That's what I was
doing. I had a blast.
That was great.
How does a movie like that get made?
Ping pong? I don't know if they can make that movie nowadays. That was like part of that. Like the other one they made alongside that was Blades of Glory.
Yeah.
How did they make that one? You know, there was a bunch of like, okay, they all had the same music too, and like, all right,
they were the
got two for one on this
best
one.
Best movies though, they were
yeah,
so
they're
funny.
It's like Airplane, you know,
yeah.
In the vein of that, like, and those they come and go.
Yeah,
those kind of movies, Naked Gun, like, so much
classics.
Fun. Yeah, but that's also in the same vein as like one of my favorite movies, which is Young Frankenstein. And that's like one of the first original versions of that.
Yeah.
You know, where you take a genre of a movie and you spoof it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, man, Balls of Fury, it was so cool. Because hanging out with Chris Walken. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Such a blast, man. For a young actor, just to be like, wait a minute, I get to star in this ridiculous movie that's based on Enter the Dragon. And I get to, like, do a big box. I don't like these sideburns, but I get to hang out with them. That's cool. Basically, yeah. The fact that he was in it, I would have signed on.
So in the original Harry Potter franchise, you know, lots of famous faces just popped up. And in your guys' franchise, there's also like a ton of famous people, like Zoe Kravitz and Johnny Depp just popped up. Who would you love to see in a future movie in the franchise?
In Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see Chris actually as like the Dumbledore of Ilvermorny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Be really cool.
Just hearing him say all the different spells. Fun. Just like saying it his own way instead of Akio, it'd be Akio! Akio! Yeah. Aloha Mora!
Yeah.
Whatever he says. And I think him and John Turturro as like professors would be amazing.
Yes. No, I'm picturing it. Yeah, that's that'd be fantastic.
Meryl Streep. Is there Meryl Streep in there?
Because oh, she has Meryl Streep.
As the McGonagall.
Only if you want an Oscar attached to the movie franchise, right?
We already do, man.
Yeah.
I got one.
No. You got one too, right?
No, Colleen Atwood won for costumes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
So ha!
my research.
Yeah, man.
What's holes in it? So aside from those films, what are you working on next?
I got the run on Walking Dead. And I got my comic books I'm selling here and all over. Moon Lake, Brooklyn Gladiator. I am working on a couple different movies leading up to the summer when we start all over again with the third Fantastic Beasts. I'm having fun.
Plans on turning comics into movies?
Yeah, I hope so, yes. Yeah, there's always talk about that. Moon Lake, we're trying to turn into a TV show.
Oh, cool.
Brooklyn Gladiator, I would love for that to be like a giant Akira-sized dystopian anime.
Mm.
are you eyeing to be in those movies? Do you have an idea?
Who am I eyeing to be? I think I could be in Moon Lake. I think I would want to be several different parts, but I think I'd like this to be the narrator, who's like this very... He's like Hitchcock on acid. And then Brooklyn Gladiator, to voice any of those characters would be cool. I love doing that stuff. Cool. Animation. Yeah.
Time for one more.
Okay.
I was wondering, now that you're writing a comic book, were you a big comic book guy growing up, and you're still reading now?
I collected growing up. That's like how I learned how to read. Like, my grandmother would just buy us comic books.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And then, so I collected all through, I got to college, and then I was just like, damn, I gotta pay rent. I don't have enough money for comic books. And then I had to like sell off comic books in order to pay rent when I got out of college.
Yeah.
And then I did Fanboys, and I got some money in my pocket, and I was like, it has been rekindled. I collect all the time, every Wednesday.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. Guys.
Cool. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.